So I'm driving around my city of Anaheim. It's June 1st, 2020, 10:46 or 10:47 now a.m. It definitely feels like a Monday. The stress levels that I would normally feel on the dreaded Monday, although they're being felt today, just because waking up to a new reality, having to not, I don't even want to say new reality. It's been the persistent danger. It's just my concern, as I've said before on the program and to those in private, have been more about the dangers of unrest that could result from the lockdown. Well, we did end up getting unrest due to the tragic death of George Floyd, but there's a big fat but. My end point remains the same, that people were wound up so tightly, have nowhere to go, nothing to do. So now there's reason to go out there because no one's enforcing anything. The police basically have their hands tied behind their back, letting things happen. They're just watching the world as it burns. So why not go riot, loot, and vandalize if you're not going to pay a price for it? You can walk away with the spoils of victory. No, the message of George Floyd is lost in all this. Some of these guys don't even know why they're out there. They're just like, hey, look, free stuff. That's why Antifa, that's behind all this, is trying to gather around places where they can loot expensive items. Costa Mesa is expected to be hit later today by demonstrators from Antifa who want to gather, how conveniently, at South Coast Plaza. Because, yeah, that's where the police station is. That's where you want to make your point, right? No, because it's South Coast Plaza. Or how about Anaheim, that's supposed to be demonstrated around 5 today, which is one of the reasons why I'm driving around, because I want to see the city. I want to see my city before and after, because I am praying for a peaceful demonstration. But there was a demonstration here 8 years ago when there was an officer involved shooting of a gangster from out of town, and a bunch of out-of-towners came over here to protest in downtown Anaheim, and they vandalized almost everything in the area. So what did vandalizing innocent people's place have anything to do with the officer involved shooting? It's the suppressed anger and rage. Like, shut up, man. I'm not even gonna humor you with a response on that yet, because I'm gonna get to that. But as I'm driving around, I'm stopped at the train tracks right now because it looks like a train's gonna be passing by, but I don't see anything yet. There's this eeriness about it all, because I armed myself and leading up to the lockdown. And it's like, why were people lining up around gun stores and everything before the lockdown? Because anyone that's lived through anything, especially in other countries, know what happens when the government tells you to stay indoors. What happens when people are caged and then they get desperate to get out against the rule of law? It's the so-called uprising against authority. And now we're witnessing it. Oh, well, that's a bunch of nothing. The train tracks, looks like no train is coming. So the arms are going up, and here we go across. And there's a sign saying no train horn. So, okay, no train. We're good. Woo. This was only a test, apparently. But yeah, I'm driving through downtown Anaheim. I'm looking at these clustered townhouses and apartments. I'm like, oh, man, please no. Ironically, this is a predominantly Asian area, so I don't think they're going to take it lying down, just like they did it in 1992 during the LA riots. Oh, they were chasing out the protesters with their guns. So yeah, these store shop owners were armed to the teeth. So just hoping that, again, praying for a peaceful demonstration, because more death, destruction, violence, and suffering is not the answer, never was the answer. I'm sick of these civil rights leaders, supposedly. I'm sick of these supposed clergy members in religious institutions finding excuses for the violence, the looting, the rioting that have nothing to do with the movement for justice for George Floyd. So if you want to address this issue, my question is this, because they're all looting, rioting, and breaking into affluent places and stealing things for themselves. So I'm just curious, what is the solution? What is the message that these vandals are sending? Because they're out there saying, kill the cops, kill the rich, F Trump, So I am asking, I'm looking, oh my goodness. I'm looking at the packing house, boarding up all his doors and windows, the police all over the place. Umami Burger, everything being boarded up. Oh man, I'm gonna take pictures of this. This is so sad. This is my city, damn it. Oh. This is what I'm talking about. It's infuriating. Sorry, I'm stopped at a red light right now. Good thing I'm recording as I'm doing this. Because, oh man, I have a lot to vent out about this. I'm downtown Anaheim. This is where City Hall is supposed to be. They're saying the Antifa pamphlet said courthouse. What courthouse, man? I've been here for 20 plus years. I don't know of a courthouse here. But I'm seeing all these contractors with plywood lining up on Broadway and the promenade, Central Street Promenade. They're just lining up, getting ready for what's to come. Because it's a lot of contractor activity out here. That's what all the Facebook groups yesterday were talking about for the Anaheim region. Because this is nuts. Yeah, this is definitely nuts. These businesses are barely surviving COVID. And now they have to board up. First, because the government told them to not go to work and they couldn't work. And now, because they're fearing that these morons are going to show up to destroy everything. And when I say morons, I'm talking about the Antifa rioters, vandals, the looters. That is not the Justice for George Floyd movement. Stores are closed right now. I know some of them don't open at this time, but there you go. They're boarding up, trying to save whatever they have left other places. A lot of plywood around here. This is so, so sad. Wow. No, I'm gonna go straight. The clinic here is boarding up. This is why I wanted to drive by. I wanted to see my city before and after this demonstration. Oh my goodness. Praying for the peaceful demonstration, because believe me, the activity that's been happening in social media for Anaheim residents that are getting ready to defend their territory, that are ready to stand their ground, I don't understand how this is justice for Floyd. So again, I ask those of you that are defending this insanity, I ask you, it's about systemic oppression. It's like, dude, systemic oppression. It's racism. Racism is everywhere. It's like, yeah, you guys are racist too. So look in the mirror, damn it. And it's like, better that it happens to them than me. It's like, okay, that I thought that wasn't the point. I thought the point was for all of us to come together in peace and love, harmony, to unite under the banner of justice. And none of that is happening. None of it. Instead, I'm finding excuses from people so that, oh yeah, oh, you know, it's because it's repressed anger. Understand, Andres, it's repressed anger. Repressed anger. Then why the hell the Latinos not out there? The real Latinos, the real Hispanics, how come they're not out there? I thought we were having our human rights violated because of the border wall. How come none of us have ever done this? Why is it that we excuse it for the African-American community? Why? It's because reparations, man, we brought it upon ourselves. You reap what you sow. Seriously, man. This is what's infuriating. My packing house. Oh. I know a lot of people that are armed here. This cannot go down well. T-minus 6 hours until supposedly the demonstrators arrive. And they're coming from out of town. Make no mistake, they're coming from out of town. Like they did last time. So here's my question, and it's like a redundant question, or I was getting to the point, but I kept getting distracted because of the horrors of seeing everybody like entrench themselves. So here is my question. Is your solution then, since it's about cop police brutality, so is your solution to just disband the cops and kill all white people because they're the racists? That's your solution? I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking for myself. I'm asking to make sense of all this senselessness. I'm asking. Because how will we ever reach harmony through this? And shame on you that support the looting and rioting and the violence. Shame on all of you. Minority communities are being destroyed. They weren't, if they weren't wiped out by COVID and they were barely hanging in there, oh, they're gone now. Your message is loud and clear. Racism bad. Let me blow up my own house. The hell? The media is the enemy. They've been feeding a narrative for the longest time. Our education system that's been infiltrated by left-wing radicals for decades have been inundating and poisoning the young minds. Our welfare system has destroyed families by telling them you don't need a father in the house. Stay single, and the more kids you have, the more money will pay you. But just keep in mind that if you don't want to have more babies because you're poor, it's okay. We're setting up the abortion clinics in predominantly minority communities. These are left-wing, progressive people and policies that are eradicating our people. They are controlling our population through abortion on demand. They are discouraging and disincentivizing a harmonious house by telling you do not have a nuclear home. That means a mother and a father there. Kick the father out. Let them be a deadbeat dad. The media, including entertainment, always a deadbeat dad, always. They're stupid. They're idiots. You don't need a father in the house. Pixar is not one of them. Thank God. But everything else, Disney, yeah. And without parents to be able to sustain keeping the kids, and the mom being overwhelmed, she has to go to work to tend for all these, make the bare minimum wage, but make sure not to make any more because she'll lose her food stamps. Goals drop them off in public education where they're continuously poisoned, that the problem that they face is because the system hates them. It's like, you just put all the systems in place. It's like, no. It's the patriarchy, it's privilege, and it's racism. And it starts from the top. So make sure you're ready to rise up when the time calls, when the time comes. I don't know of anyone that said it was okay for that police officer to do what he did to George Floyd. But there's memes. How is it okay for this police officer to put his knee on George Floyd, but not okay for Colin Kaepernick to take a knee in protest of police brutality? No one ever said it was okay for the police officer to do what he did. Everyone is calling for this justice. Everyone is horrified. Van Jones on CNN, a guy I don't like. He's a contributor to CNN. I don't like the guy. He and I are complete polar opposites when it comes to politics. But even he said something that that's very sensical. He said, don't be afraid of the white racists. Be afraid of the Ku Klux Klan. And he had, thank you for reminding people that the Ku Klux Klan were Democrats. He says, and all these leftist liberals that are destroying our cities. Be afraid of them, not the white supremacists. Thank you very much. Thank you. Calling it for what it is. This is, oh man, as you can see, this is why I couldn't speak about this on the main show. My main show is not about this. That's why I invite you to listen in. Because you're pushing your agenda, Andres. It's like, I invited you to come talk to me so you can talk. You want to have a dialogue? I'm here. I'm open. I'm ready to have a dialogue. I've been involved in the political atmosphere actively for 18 years, dormant for the past 10. That doesn't mean I wasn't involved. More like hibernating. Because I made it a point to my family that I will not bring the politics out to the house anymore. Always around riled up because I got into heated debates and arguments. But 8 years ago in that election cycle, we got a new congresswoman. She only served a term or two. Then she tried running for senator of the United States. Or state senate, I forget. Yeah, senator of the United States. She lost out to Kamala Harris. She came to our community to hold like a bit of a town hall, but at a house. Now, I thought that I appreciated that. She wanted to introduce herself to the community, and I appreciate that gesture. She's a Democrat. Let me rephrase. She is definitely a progressive, and I do not get along with progressives because we have completely different approaches to solving community issues. So I was very familiar with her. So I had to be present for this. So when I went over to talk to her, I did ask a question because the whole community was there. They were sharing their grievances. It was the time after the mortgage meltdown. People had their homes underwater with the mortgages. They don't know how they're going to stay afloat. And this is after the racial tensions have escalated here because there was 1,000 people that were protesting and vandalizing downtown Anaheim. A lot of them, or most of them, were out of state because, I mean, out of the city because they were even bussed in from Los Angeles. And Obama was making racial tensions to the highest level they ever been by politicizing every single event that came out. And when you have black jurors, black prosecutors finding the cops not guilty, that just made things even worse for those that called on the opposite of that justice. But people are short to forget that it was blacks that acquitted the police officers in those instances. But anyway, this was after some of those incidents in 2012. And then I ask her, what are you going to do when you go to Congress in Washington to change the narrative of this class social warfare that's being preached at from the president and leading Democrats there? Because I look at my neighbor here and I point out a white guy. And I said, I feel bad for you. And I said this out loud in front of everybody. I feel bad for you. You're racist just because you're white. That was 8 years ago. And she looked at me, and her response was, everybody knows I was a Hillary person. Little bit of laughter. And I'm like, I don't care. I hate Hillary Clinton. I didn't tell her this part, that I hated Hillary Clinton. And it would just be a few months later when her biggest crime of abandoning our Americans in Benghazi would happen. And it's like, that doesn't make things better. So how are you going to change the narrative? And she said she will keep in mind our community concerns. She will do what she can to represent us in the Congress. And that was that. Some of the community came up to me thereafter and they were talking to me and they're like, we would love for you to represent us here. At least city council, whatever, you gotta run for some kind of office. That's when it began for me to finally do something about being in the at some form of government, derive some sort of change. Because back then when I saw the city council makeup, there was no representation from my people. That doesn't mean they were being misrepresented per se. I just said there was just no representation for us. And the people were standing behind me. The grassroots movement started. I contacted somebody to be my political advisor. And they were assembling charities and fundraisers. And when they found out I was an idealist, that I wasn't going to be bought out, at the same time, the mouse, because this is Disney's backyard, the mouse was destroying every candidate that would dare speak up against them. That's what they told me, look, put your money behind somebody that shares your ideals because you're going to be crushed. You're not going to get far and they will destroy your life. That's when I backed out of my bid for the Anaheim City Council 8 years ago. In combination with the House of Mouse. Just got to my home office. I've been involved in the trenches. Been there. Survived the LA riots. Midst of all that. Gasoline stations exploding. Churches ablaze. Property damage destroyed. And like I said, that was the only missing piece to this whole equation of the COVID lockdown and everything. And it feels like a Monday, man. The stress of a Monday. There's no question. These are how Mondays feel. The deep breath before the plunge, as Gandalf said. I have so much more to say, but I think I said enough for now. I'll cover those points later because I don't have time anymore. Thanks for listening.